Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of April 18th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Monster Hunter Tri and All-Star Karate for Wii.
Sherlock Holmes vs. Jack the Ripper for Xbox 360.
Left Behind Tribulation Forces for PC.
The Star Wars Mac Pack with Knights of the Old Republic and Empire at War, and Jedi Knight Gold Pack for Macintosh.
And Dementium 2, Beat City, and Think Smart for DS.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Splinter Cell Conviction for Xbox 360.
Grand Theft Auto Episodes from Liberty City for PC and PS3.
Blood Bowl for PSP.
And for iPhone and iPad, there's Esp Galuta 2, Hockey Nations 2010, iBasic, featuring the seriously ancient school Hammurabi and other classic ASCII adventures, Monster Trucks Nitro 2, Multiball Pinball, Sketch Nation Shooter, Star Wars Cantina, and Warpgate.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our April 12th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we have an old-school PlayStation 2 pick-and-win. Thanks to the kind donation by BallardGirl1, you can take home Primal, an action-adventure game with a Buffy the Vampire Slayer sensibility, right down to the perky protagonist Jen and her mentor, the gargoyle named Scree.
So the guy's trashing the status quo, creating chaos. Guess he's doing his job.
And we must do ours, so just listen.
Or you can play for ChoroQ, a Japanese racing RPG based on a popular line of toy cars.
If you want to improve your chances to win this week, tweet a message about our giveaway and or review one or both of our podcasts on iTunes. Read the detailed directions on our Free Stuff Friday post at BusyGamerNews.com, and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, April 22nd.
Last week's winner:
Caniac won the Mass Effect prize pack, complete with Mass Effect Redemption comics. Thanks to everyone who participated. There were 41 retweets and 13 iTunes reviews. We really appreciate your participation.
We do have instant wins in the pipeline for Xbox 360 fans, some bonus DLC for Forza Motorsport 3, and PAX 2009 Avatar t-shirt codes we recently found.
Comment of the week:
Caniac, who also won a runner-up prize a few weeks ago when the first two winners failed to respond to their prize notifications, wrote the nicest response to the news that he had won Mass Effect.
I really am stunned. I was not expecting to win twice in a row, yet alone a wicked prize pack like this. In regards to the bonus entries, yeah, I really don't get overwhelming disdain most of the people seem to have towards iTunes. I mean, I'm far from a fanboy. It is a resource hog and there are less painful alternatives, but it really is not as bad as all the negative hype portrays it to be. For the relative ease of those extra entries, I figured the masses would be all over it. I just want to thank you guys, not just for the prizes, but for the site as well, though the sincerity is probably lost through the soulless void that is the interweb. I only just found my way to CAG about 2 months ago, and through it, my way to several other great forums and podcasts that I would have otherwise been oblivious to. You're stuck with me now. If you follow Game Watcher's Twitter or read the site, you hopefully nabbed the digital soundtrack for all three God of War games. 71 tracks totaling 161 minutes of musical score.
Sony inexplicably made these available and then, after nearly a week, finally pulled them down. We do report these sorts of things from time to time and label them as act fast if we think they might not last. The good news is that the BioShock score that Ubisoft released almost 3 years ago is still available. You can find the link for it in the music credits for Busy Gamer Podcast 19.
In other musical gaming news, Harmonix revealed the full 47-track set list for Green Day Rock Band due June 8th. All of the songs from Dookie and American Idiot are included, and you can have all of 21st Century Breakdown if you buy the 6 already released downloadable tracks or get the Plus version from Amazon, which includes a code for the songs, for about a dollar less than buying them separately. If you pre-order the Xbox 360 or PS3 version from GameStop or get the Plus version, you'll get a code included to export the Green Day songs for use in your other Rock Band games. Well, all except the Beatles one, and probably some of the saltier tracks won't work in LEGO Rock Band.
You can find the full details, including the songs broken out by album, and our April 13th Song Watch write-up on our site.
Finally, if you enjoyed the Dr. Horrible 8-bit adventure game tribute featured in last week's podcast, Act 2 is now available. Look Look for it on YouTube or double-click Part 1 posted to our site on April 6th to quickly jump to the YouTube page where you can find the other parts from the same author, Dr. Octorok. Seriously, someone hired this guy to make a real Dr. Horrible game.
If you're new to Busy Gamer Podcast or have some favorite segments you'd like to listen to again and again, we just launched the Best of Busy Gamer Podcast with all of our best segments.
The segments range from 22 seconds to, at most, about 6 minutes, with most averaging about a minute or two.
You can download them from iTunes or directly from our site. Your choice.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
Reality shows are the holy grail for many networks. They're cheap to produce, and there are hordes of wannabe actors out there who will bring the funny, the crazy, the zany, or the tears you want if it means they'll get valuable exposure. You can thank Survivor for unleashing Elizabeth Hasselbeck on an unsuspecting world. With both Microsoft and Sony offering up original, downloadable programming, it was just a matter of time before one of them delved into virtual reality. I never would have guessed it would be this.
Which one of these 11 contestants will go on to become PlayStation's next game tester?
Wait, back up. Did he just say the prize is a tester job? I don't know whether to feel sorry for the contestants or be offended for my tester friends. Testing is not about playing video games for a living. It's about trying to break them. It takes skill, patience, and a willingness to trade long, tedious hours of your life for subpar pay.
Get ready to bring your game face.
Not exactly $1 million. Which, by the way, also isn't $1 million. You have to give half to the IRS. Happy belated tax day! I'm sure the contestants all knew that going in, though. Let's see what kind of whip-smart people we have vying for the prizes.
Who wants to have Cheerios?
Is that Cheerios and beer I smell?
Sounds delicious. Hey, if he doesn't take home the tester gig, maybe he can try for a job writing on the next Cooking Mama sequel. Let's see, who else do we have?
Going into elimination, there's a chance I'm going home. It sucks.
Hey, I know you. You were at PAX 2008 playing Guitar Hero World Tour and looking bored to tears. Seriously, we have a picture on our site. It's that kind of can-do attitude that will help you rise through the ranks fast or get you fired. I always get those two things mixed up. Well, it doesn't really matter what I think, because what really matters is the challenges.
All right, now as you all know, the primary job of a game tester is to identify bugs, which are errors or imperfections in the game. So you're going to be shown a series of matching images. Now they may look identical at first, but you have to look closely, because there are differences within.
Wow, I didn't know spotting the difference games could identify future testers. Guess I should have paid more attention to Highlights magazine as a kid. Not sure anything could have prepared me for that LARP challenge later in the season, though. Dressing up like Link and performing in the world's worst improv troupe, just not my thing.
Your game ends here. You're not the next PlayStation game tester.
Please turn in your badge.
That's okay. I'm more of an Xbox kind of girl anyway.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider who spot it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory.
What we're playing.
So I have picked Fallout 3 back up this week, and I'm really madly deeply in love with it once again. I've been playing this for years now. Probably took the longest hiatus most recently, was away from it for a couple months, and finally came back to it, and now it's become my afternoon break from reality. And today I found an entirely new area that just reinvigorated my game.
Well, this past week was a blur. Hopefully the last one for a while that I'm so busy. I've been mostly chipping away at Batman Arkham Asylum late at night. I feel like I'm closing in on the end, so I hope to review it in the next week or so. I have been playing Wii Rule, which appears to be the next big social networking game, this time on iPhone rather than Facebook. It's sort of like Farmville, set in a medieval kingdom. It's totally free, and it's hard to recommend. The only aspect that is even sort of appealing, beyond the core planting and harvesting mechanics that have now become commonplace, is the social aspect of visiting your friends' fiefdoms and placing orders for fish and lumber and, science projects? Yeah, that last one didn't make any sense to me either. The notifications are hit and miss, so you're better off setting a countdown timer on your phone if you don't remember to check the game regularly. Some people seem to really love this, but I prefer Social City.
Ready?
It's just easier to keep up with. But I'm still playing, mainly because I don't want to let down my friends.
DLC highlights.
This week's WiiWare is Military Madness Nectaris. For Virtual Console, there's arcade classic Zaxxon.
New DSiWare games include Seven Card Games, Air Race, Alpha Bounce, and Gangstar 2 Kings of L.A.
The PlayStation Store now has Grand Theft Auto 4, The Lost and Damned, and The Ballad of Gay Tony expansions for individual sale. Episode 1 of Sam & Max The Devil's Playhouse, which can only be bought as a set of 5 episodes, the Pain Fluffer character, which is actually a cat, the Magic Orbs Jungle Pack, Zen Pinball Excalibur Table, and the Hustle King's Hex Crazy Table.
Also, starting next month, PlayStation Store updates move to Tuesdays, so major releases won't lag 2 days behind Microsoft.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 received the Skate 3 demo, Final Fight Double Impact, and the Dante's Inferno Devil Pack.
Xbox Live Marketplace also has the Forza Motorsport 3 Road and Track Car Pack and the video teaser for Gears of War 3 due April 5th, 2011.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game, that's G-R-R-L, Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
And please, take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at BusyGamerNews.com, WAC Podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
Game testing brings a lot of diverse people. But I'll tell you what, you better have passion. Because if you don't have passion, you're going to get called out.
Oh, I love this game.